Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
And welcome to episode 811 of Gamertag Radio. I'm Paris, and it's only me today. I'm going to give you a special episode of my impressions and experience with Battlefield 5. I just want to say right off the top, I want to thank EA, DICE, and the EA Game Changers for inviting me out to this event. I had the opportunity to go out to Stockholm, Sweden, to DICE, and actually spend a couple days with Battlefield 5, get to play through the various modes, and I'm going to give you my impressions. So, let's just jump into this. Actually, before we jump into this, Danny, let everybody know where they can leave us feedback.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
And of course, if you want to follow us, we're at gamertagradio.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast over at Audio Boom, Google Play, iTunes, TuneIn, ColecoVision, and television everywhere. We are everywhere. Thank you for listening to this episode of Gamertag Radio. But like I said, I want to get into my actual impressions of Battlefield 5 and just kind of just give you my overall experience of my couple days over in Stockholm, Sweden. Also, if you're listening to this audio version of my impressions, I will have some capture footage on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/C/Marcello696, or of course you can just search my name, Paris, which is P-A-R-R-I-S. I've actually been having a little bit of technical difficulties with the footage that I captured when I was at the event, but I hope to get that sorted. So the capture footage may not be available day and date with this audio, but I will definitely have it out a few days afterwards, like I said, on my YouTube channel. So with all that said, let's just go ahead and jump into this. So, like I said, EA Game Changers reached out to me a few weeks ago and they asked me if I'd like to go to Stockholm, Sweden and check out Battlefield 5. And I was like, of course I would like to go check out Battlefield 5. Sign me up. So, again, thank you to them for inviting me to the event. And, you know, it was just an awesome experience. I mean, to be very frank with you, flew out of LAX, direct flight over to Stockholm, first night in Stockholm. I landed like 10 in the morning and I just immediately just crashed. I was like, let's take a nap. Let's get this jet lag out of the way. So I slept for a few hours and then, I was able to meet up with a bunch of the other Game Changers that were at the event down in the hotel lobby. You know, we had drinks, got to know each other, went out to dinner, hung out, great experience. So next morning, we all get up. Oh, Hip Hop Gamer was there, who you will hear later in this episode. I have an interview with Ryan MacArthur. He's one of the producers over at DICE for Battlefield 5. And as I'm doing that interview, you'll hear Hip Hop in the background yelling and screaming while we're playing the game. But let me continue and set the stage for what you guys can expect. So, like I said, the next morning we get up, 8 in the morning, we all hop on a shuttle, we drive over to an undisclosed location for DICE for the event, and upon arrival, come in, we walk in, and it's 128 PCs set up to play Battlefield 5. I'm sure we'll have some of the pictures online, you guys will be able to check that out of the event. But yeah, it was definitely an awesome experience. And these PCs, I don't know the exact specs of them, other than to say that the GPU that were driving them were 2080 Ti's, were playing on, I believe they were 27-inch Asus monitors, 1440p, 165-hertz monitors. They're fantastic. I mean, the game just visually fantastic. There's no complaints at all. If there's one thing I can say about Battlefield is it is a AAA high-quality experience that you're going to have when you play this game, without a doubt, shadow of a doubt, visually just absolutely stunning. But like I said, had 128 PC setups, and this was split up into two 64-player servers. And we literally went through the gambit of modes for multiplayer. I'll kind of just outline those really quickly. We did some Airborne. We did some Breakthrough, Conquest, Domination, Final Stand, Frontlines, you know, Team Deathmatch. These are all the modes that you can expect. And then Firestorm is going to be their Battle Royale mode that you can play as well. And actually, let me rephrase what I just said. We didn't actually play through all those modes. So those are just all the multiplayer modes that'll be available to you in the game. What we actually played through mostly was Breakthrough. We played through Conquest. I do believe we did do Domination, and we did Grand Operations, which I'll talk about in just a second. But those were the main modes that we played over the 2 days. We were able to capture some of the footage we weren't able to capture. We did this over just the various maps that you'll play, just the different areas and scenes that you're going to see in Battlefield 5. And like I said, fantastic experience. Had a lot of fun with this. Here's a crazy thing with Battlefield. And here's what I try to tell everyone when you want to go experience Battlefield versus, you know, some of their competition like Call of Duty or, you know, other first person shooters of that ilk. Battlefield is about as close as you're going to get to a full out war simulator. Obviously just the various modes that you're going to get to play, the various weapons that you're going to be able to use, the vehicles and how they dynamically will change everything on the battlefield while you're playing, the destructible environments. I cannot tell you how key that is to playing this game right now in Battlefield 5. Just, you know, thinking you're behind cover, thinking you're inside a building and you're safe and you'll be able to just peek out a window and maybe take out a few guys, and then a tank rolls through and just completely destroys the building. Or there's a fighter, a plane going overhead, dropping bombs, completely taking out, you know, whatever you had for cover. This dynamically changes just everything on the battlefield and why no two matches will be the same when you're playing this game. But like I said, it's just absolute blast. And look, I'm not a good player. I'm not. I'm average at best. And being at this event with some of these other Battlefield game changers, I mean, we're talking some of the best people on the planet that play this game. And I'm literally getting sniped from all angles, from anywhere. My head was on a swivel the entire time that I was playing this game. And while it could have been frustrating, you know, at times, because, you know, you want to win, you want to succeed, it was also very exhilarating because I was in a war. You are in a war. You have to do the things that you need to do to survive through a war. And that's what Battlefield 5 was bringing to the table in this game. And again, just really enjoyed it. But the one thing that I will caution, and like I said, I brought up games like Call of Duty and just, you know, some of the other competitive first-person shooter games out there. This is a hardcore simulation type game. This is not a casual game. This is not an arcade type of shooter. This is something where you're gonna come in. Resources are gonna be scarce. You're gonna have to play through the game, you know, find ammo, you know, find health packs, you know, you're going to have to play the different classes and actually use them strategically throughout your squads and just the overall 64 player base. So just kind of talk about some of the classes that you'll play as. I mean, you know, the tried and true assault class is going to be one, your medic class, you're going to have your recon class, and you're going to have your support class. And then like support class, as an example, is one that's pretty great because like I tell you, there's so many destructible environments. Support class, you're going to be able to build fortifications in certain areas that you're trying to hold, which will give you obviously a technical advantage as you're trying to defend and people are trying to come in and actually take over that area you're defending in the various modes. Medic is critical because this is the guy that's going to help you if you are downed. He's going to be able to revive you quicker than the other class. He's going to be able to throw you med packs, etc. And then obviously, you know, you have your recon class. These are the guys, these are your snipers. These are the guys that are sitting back, getting in strategic areas and picking you off one by one. And trust me, I was on the other end of many a headshot when I was playing this weekend. And then, like I said, initially your assault class, these are the guys that are on the front line. These are the guys that are the first wave of, you know, of attack or your first wave of defense, depending on which mode that you're playing. But like I said, just going back to the event really quick, we were just playing literally all day, you know, like I said, from like 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you know, over 2 days, capturing footage, just having so much fun. And I think that's the big thing that people need to take away from this. I was having fun, whether I was winning, losing, or whatever. There were many cheers. There was a lot of cussing going on. But overall, it was a fantastic event. And it really got me excited about Battlefield. It did. It really did. I will fully admit, until I was approached about joining this event, I was obviously aware that Battlefield 5 was coming, but it was not really on my radar. It was not a game that I was truly anticipating, like, oh man, I can't wait until November 20th gets here so I can play Battlefield 5. I've been a fan of the series over the years. There's no question about that. I think the pinnacle of Battlefield was Battlefield 3 for me. And then, you know, Battlefield 4 happened, Battlefield 1, etc. You know, you had Hardline and all that, and I kind of waned off of it. But for what they're attempting to do with Battlefield 5 has me excited. You know, I've not even talked about War Stories or the single player stuff. They had that there at the event as well. They had two Xbox One X's with the single player on there. I poked around at it a little bit, but I'm just going to be perfectly frank with you. That wasn't my focus at this event, to play the single player. The single player will be there for people that care about the campaign. But I feel like most people listening or watching this, you care about the multiplayer. The multiplayer is what brings you to Battlefield, in my opinion. But I do applaud DICE for what they're trying to do with War Stories and give you these, you know, these segmented stories from different parts of World War II and actually get you invested in those characters and in those situations. So, you know, I'm sure there'll be more information. I'll have more thoughts on War Stories down the road when I get actual hands-on time with it versus the limited I did at the event. But again, that's one piece of it. But like I said, it is the multiplayer. It is what DICE is doing to change the way that you approach Battlefield from now on. And I actually applaud this, because instead of just giving you all the maps and just giving you everything all day one, and then, yeah, you get a couple DLC things down the road and you're done, they're actually doing something different this time. And they're doing Tides of War, which is the battlefield is always going to be evolving. You're going to get new modes and new situations post-launch. And, you know, like new vehicles, just everything, weapons, all that. That's what comes with Tide of War. They're turning Battlefield into a live service versus just being the standalone game that you get at launch with just a couple little DLC sprinkled here and there. So we'll get into Tides of War more. That was what I really focused on with my interview with Ryan, because I feel like that is the meat and potatoes of what Battlefield is going to bring to the table this time with 5 and separate it from its competitors, is always having something to do, always giving you that roadmap so you know what's coming in month 1, month 2, 3, 6, 12 down the road, etc. And like I said, we'll talk about that a little more in a second. But the other thing I want to focus on is Grand Operations. Grand Operations, without a doubt, was my favorite mode to play when I was at this event. And to kind of give you an idea of what Grand Operations is it's setting up, you're going to fight through these different historical battles over multiple maps and modes in a potential 3 to 4 day scenario. And what that means is you'll start off day one. You know, let's say you're the Allies and you're parachuting into the Axis. The Axis are basically the defenders. You're coming in as the Allies and you're attacking and you're trying to take over certain, you know, part of the map or whatever. And depending on how you succeed in day one, it will affect what happens in day two. Let's say as the Allies, you failed. Well, the Axis is going to be even more fortified coming into day two, and it's going to make it even harder for your next objective in day two. Let's say in day two, you actually flip that. And now you have the advantage. Well, now the Axis is going to be on their toes for day three, which is like, it's typically going to be the final day. But let's say you end in a tie. If you end in a tie on day three, you're basically going to go to what is like a sudden death mode for day four. Your resources and ammo are going to be even more limited than they normally would through the first 3 days. And like I said, like I tell you guys, it is literally all out war. It is all out war. And I talk about this in the interview, but I'll say it here. Again, just the way that the maps are structured in this, the environment, and a testament to that Frostbite engine and what DICE has been able to do with it. As an example, we were in, gosh, which map am I thinking of? It's one of the snow maps. I think it was Belgium. I could be wrong on that. I apologize if I'm wrong on that. But anyways, it was one of the snow maps. And I'm rushing in as one of the allies, and I got a couple guys dead to rights, and I'm literally just switching over to my LMG so I can line up a shot. And all of a sudden, some of the guys in front of me, they're having a firefight, and it just kicks up snow in front of me, and I completely lose line of sight with these guys. And then the next thing I know, they pivoted from where they were when I had them dead to rights, and now they're killing me. And these are like the little attention to detail things that they put in the environment. You know, the lighting, depending on the map that you're on, just you can get blinded by the sun, just depending on which way you turn, looking out a window, etc. And it completely changes how you're playing. And you have to be mindful of this because, like I said, man, your head is going to be on a swivel when you're playing this game. It is. And again, it's what I want from an all-out war type simulation game. I mean, I'm not necessarily the biggest arcade type. I like this hardcore experience that Battlefield brings. And let me tell you, Battlefield 5 is absolutely bringing it. So again, that's Grand Operations. To me, it is the highlight of the multiplayer modes that they have right now. It was a lot of fun. You're going to feel like you're in an actual war when you're playing Grand Operations. But like I said, Tides of War, I kind of want to go over that real quick, and then we'll jump into an actual interview for that. So like I said, Tides of War is where they're going to be delivering. It's the live service. It's where they're going to be delivering the roadmap, the new content that you can expect. So at the event, like I said, talking to Ryan, he actually gave a presentation on this. This is where you're going to start to get some of the new chapters. And like chapter one, right off the top, you're going to get one in December. Not December. Why is that saying 2019? I'm actually looking at my notes. I obviously copied that wrong. But you're going to get chapter one in December, which is going to be Overture. That's like War is Coming. Then in January, you're going to get the German War Machine. And then chapter three, which is going to be in spring 2019, that's where we get the Battle Royale mode. That's where we get Trial by Fire at Firestorm. And you know, I know a lot of people, and I'm included in this, to be perfectly frank with you. I know a lot of people was disappointed that the Battle Royale mode was not there at launch, especially with the success that Call of Duty has been having with their Blackout mode. I really wanted to see that. I did not get hands on with it at the event at all. But I am looking forward to it. I am looking forward to the Battlefield version of Battle Royale and what that's going to bring to the table. Again, just with all the vehicle play and the weapons that you're going to have at your disposal in Battlefield, I really think they could create something special with that. But we're not going to get that until spring 2019. Now, before we go into this interview with Ryan, one last thing I want to talk about is progression. So you have what's called your company. And your company is basically your squad of soldiers that you'll be able to create while you're playing over the various classes, and just the progression system that you'll have, not only with that soldier, just getting cosmetic items, obviously progressing your weapons and progressing the vehicles. And here's the best part of all this. You progress doing all this by playing the game. And you play it the way that you want to play the game. You're not being forced into certain modes to do certain things. If you just love Grand Operations, play the hell out of Grand Operations, and you're going to upgrade not only your soldiers, your soldier classes, you're going to upgrade the weapons that you're using, and you're going to be able to upgrade the different vehicles that you're going to be able to obtain, obviously grenades and other gear as well. And that's the beauty of it. If you just love playing Recon and you just love playing Conquest, guess what? You're going to upgrade that Recon class. You're going to upgrade all your weapons and vehicles and gear in Conquest mode. That's the beauty of this. Yes, there is microtransactions in Battlefield in the sense of cosmetic. You're not forced. There's no pay to win. There's nothing that you're being forced to do in Battlefield or spend your own money outside of your initial $60 purchase to advance in this game. And that is one of the big lessons that I'm so happy to see that EA has learned over the past couple of years with some of their previous titles and just some of the missteps that they've had with microtransactions. The only microtransactions that will require real world money in this game are cosmetic. Nothing that actually helps you in the game. It just makes you look pretty. If you want to look pretty, you can spend your own real money to look pretty. But then the beauty on that is you don't even have to do that. You can obtain all these things by playing the game. And like I said, anything that's going to help you in the game, you get it by playing the game. And that is what is fantastic that I've seen with Battlefield 5 so far. So Like I said, I want to go into this interview with Ryan MacArthur. He is the producer of engagement and core gameplay at DICE for Battlefield 5. We talk about Tides of War. We talk about this live service and just the progression that you're going to be able to have with Battlefield 5. So let's go into that interview right now.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
This is a Gamertag Radio exclusive.
Hey, this is Paris. I'm here in Stockholm, Sweden, and I've had the opportunity the past couple of days to play Battlefield 5. So I went and grabbed someone to talk a little bit more about the game. So can you please introduce yourself?
My name's Ryan MacArthur. I'm a producer on Battlefield 5. Helped build a lot of the progression stuff, the company stuff, and the service stuff that we've been talking about the last couple of days.
Thank you, Ryan. You guys may not be able to hear it on the mic, but the infamous hip-hop gamer is here, and he's very loud. So
he's really enjoying himself.
Yeah, he's definitely enjoying himself. So to kind of give the backdrop, like I said, I've been here the past couple of days playing Battlefield 5. What are we doing, like two 64-player servers now?
There is 128 people in this room right now playing two 64-player servers.
Yeah, and I got to say, a lot of screaming, a lot of cheering, a lot of cursing on my part. Been having a great time playing the game. I really have. Been a big fan of Battlefield over the years. But I want to focus more on the actual progression system that you have in Battlefield 5, specifically Tides of War. So can you kind of talk about what Tides of War is and why that's important to Battlefield 5?
Sure. I think one thing that we really wanted to do with Battlefield 5 is to turn this game into an experience and a journey for players, something that they're going to play for. And for me, hopefully forever, but something that they really want to come back to every day. There's a reason for them to come back every day, every week, every month, and sort of find something new to play. And so there's constantly learning new things. So sort of that is the foundation of the game. We've built a progression system underneath it that is extensible with a lot of different things to new. You see that with the company being that sort of core piece of the progression system, where that is your collection of stuff that you're going to earn and progress over time. And then the Tides of War being this live service journey that we're going to go take you on, which is sort of that exploration you're going to go on with your company of soldiers and gears and try new things out, play the game in different ways, earn new weapons, earn new cosmetics, and sort of just watch the gameplay of Battlefield evolve underneath.
Oh, fantastic. So, again, just staying on that whole Tides of War and just the live service of what you're doing with Battlefield 5, because I think, you know, what we see today with gaming, a lot of these living games where the question that the community asks is, okay, I pick up Battlefield 5, I play it for a month, I have a blast, now what? What am I doing?
Yeah, and I think what our plan is with the live service is sort of we've introduced...
You guys have no idea. This is so funny.
We're trying to introduce the concept of what we're calling chapters, and each one of these chapters is a different theme. So they range sort of in a couple of different, but let's say around sort of between 8 to 12 weeks experiences, with each of them having a core gameplay theme attached to them. So if you look at the first chapter that we're introducing with Battlefield 5 in December, called Overture, the idea for this is for players to take the game that they just bought and explore all of the nuances and the new systems as part of that game. Coming in January, we introduced the next chapter called Lightning Strikes, which is an exploration of the impact that vehicles had on the early part of the war. So what does that feel like from a gameplay perspective of just driving a tank, blowing stuff up, flying an airplane, blowing stuff up, being an infantry guy, trying to blow up a tank?
Yeah.
What does that feel like from an experiential perspective and adding new features that kind of help you and evolve that gameplay? So new tanks, new vehicles to play with, new weapons, you've got a new map coming early in the process as well. And then when you look and we move into chapter two, you start to get that same thing of going, okay, we've now got another new gameplay experience with chapter three, in terms of Firestorm in the Battle Royale mode,
looking
at other aspects of sort of tactical infantry combat. What does that feel like? So you've constantly got this, as you say, I played it for a month and I've had a good time, and you're like, oh, next month I'm going to do that. That's way different than what I did last month.
Exactly.
And that's what we want players to feel like, is that we want them to be excited about, I get to do a thing that I didn't get to do before. And I also get to earn new stuff while doing it, but I really want to see what that thing looks like and feels like. And that's kind of the cornerstone that the team's been looking at this as we push it forward, is just, what is that new thing when a player can go, Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Right, right. Now you mentioned company earlier, so can you kind of elaborate on what company is and how that's going to work in the game?
Sure. I mean, I think one of the things that we've looked at is that, you know, if you want to go somewhere and you want to spend your hours inside of a game, there needs to be something that you own and something that's mine, and I want to do the things I want to do with it, and that's what your company is. I mean, this is, you know, no longer is Battlefield going to be a game where you just have a bunch of faceless soldiers with a bunch of faceless gear, just stuff that you earn, and then you go into a game mode and you just play with the gun that's there. These are going to be yours. So this is the soldiers that you've sort of leveled up and progressed, and
right.
You've made choices with them, and they play a certain way. And the weapons, you've made choices in their spec tree, and they play a certain way. And then you've unlocked a bunch of cosmetic gear, and they're wearing a bunch, you know, however you want them to look, and your weapons look a certain way, and your tanks sort of have their own sort of style, and you can kind of be out there on the battlefield, and that's you. And you kind of build your own identity, and I think that's important if you're going to want to go on this and try these new things and this journey within this game that we have, is that you kind of want to do it the way you want to do it. And
exactly.
I think that's sort of the company is that piece. It's that sort of the way I look at it, is that central hub that the game kind of wraps around from a progression perspective, because they're the guys going through it with you.
Absolutely. And I kind of think that's the important thing, especially, you know, today's gaming where you have so many different options. You've made Battlefield 5. The one of the key things that you said yesterday when you were talking is you advance by playing the game.
Yeah.
It's not about microtransactions and these other things. Sure, there's some of that cosmetic stuff there. But as long as you're playing the game the way you want to play it, you're leveling your weapons, you know, the vehicles, etc. So, I mean, even speaking more specifically on weapons, because I know that's something people, you know, are really going to care about and understand. So,
guns are important to
Battlefield. Yeah, you're right. So how does the weapon progression system work in the game?
Sure. I think that's the important thing. I think you know, the progression system, when you draw it on paper, looks complex. But all we want players to do is just do the things you want to do, mm-hmm. and you'll get the things you want to get. And that's sort of been the core. And you look at it from a weapon perspective, is pick up the weapon you want, the weapon you like, play with it, you know, get kills with it. As you get kills with that weapon, you earn progression against that weapon.
Yep.
As you level that weapon up, you're going to get to make choices in the spec tree. Those choices impact, you know, how those weapons will play. Is one better at hip fire? Is it one better at aiming down sights?
Right.
Those are the choices we want players to make. Get to the bottom of the progression tree with a weapon, you're going to unlock some cool, unique looks for it, so that you can kind of make it your own. You don't like the choices you've made? You can reset those choices once you get to a certain point as well. So you can try out different things, but then it becomes yours. So when you're going into, you know, you're going to go play Conquest in Rotterdam, you may grab, you know, the MP40 you've made certain choices on. Oh, now I'm going to go play Devastation. You go and grab the other something else that you know you've done in a certain way, and then the game becomes unique to you. So you find the things that what we want players to do is just not find the weapon you like, find the weapon you like for the thing you're going to do. And I think that kind of makes it unique from other Battlefield experiences that we've had before.
Fantastic. So again, Battlefield, you know, was built on the multiplayer experience.
Yep.
That is what makes Battlefield special. It's like, what I've been playing the past couple of days is like, I literally feel like I'm in a full-out war, which is amazing.
Yeah.
One particular mode that I was really enjoying is Grand Operations. So can you talk about that a little bit and what people can expect when they're playing that?
Yeah, I mean, the great thing with Grand Operations is I think a little bit you can expect the unexpected.
Yeah.
I think, you know, what you're going to see launch day is, as you say, it's all out war. It's going to feel like a grind in a good way. I mean, you're going to start the game out. If you're attacking, you're going to jump out of an airplane and you're going to run like hell. You know, if you're playing defense, you're going to dig in and sort of protect those objectives.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you go through that mode, as you move in from day one into day two, and sort of how you did day one starts to impact how well, you know, how hard it's going to be to get through day two and day three. And then, as we've seen some of the guys here, you get to that I think the score in one of the matches we saw earlier was something like 9-0, which was super, super close.
Yeah.
Then you move into Final Stand, where it's last man standing, and I think you have this. It's intense, and I think that, you know, this is Battlefield multiplayer at its best, where you sort of really ratchet it up. Ratcheted up the intensity by adding consequences to each round, adding consequences to each day, and then putting it all in the end. Going, it's you and your squad. There's you know, three other guys left on the other team, and you know, now winning for your entire team of 60, you know, 32 players, winning's on you guys.
Yeah.
I think that's super exciting to watch. And then each sort of experience where you've got the different places you play in Narvik, you play in, you know, you'll go through a couple of different maps, but they're all different. You know, the ground operations in Rotterdam versus the ground operations in Narvik, they play quite differently, and they're quite a different story. And then the great thing, you know, when I say expect the unexpected, is, you know, when we look at things in the Tides of War, you know, we've built, a 4-day experience on different maps and different modes, and we get to, who knows what's going to come next with, you know, with the new ground operations coming in, coming in chapter 2, what's that going to be? And
right.
That's the really fun part for us, is that we can, you know, there's some surprises to come with things like ground operations that we can sort of really see what players like.
Now, I have to say before we wrap this up, so there's so many maps and different things. I don't need to get anything specific on that, but just the visuals and just destructible environments that we're experiencing across these different maps, in particular when you're on a snow map.
Yeah.
And it's so loud, it's so funny. So, like, when you're on a snow map, and there's a few times, like, playing Grand Operations where I got someone in my line of sight, I'm ready to get them, and all of a sudden something happens right in front of me, and literally snow and just kicks up, blinds me, now he's moved, and then he's killing me. And it's like little things like that, which it's frustrating when you're actually in the match, but it's cool as hell to know that the environment is actually affecting the gameplay as you're progressing through the game.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm a really lucky person. I mean, I get to work with, like, you look at what these guys do, and I think the visual fidelity in the games the guys make at DICE and the Battlefield team specifically are second to none. But then you've got guys who do, the guys who kind of build, you know, not only just make the environments look great, but they do things like that. That world is dynamic, right? That world changes. You can have an impact on the world, which then has an impact on other players, and vice versa, right?
Yeah.
The world can have an impact on you.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what makes the game fun every day. You can't 100% learn it. You have to, you know, it's you can't memorize things. You have to learn and understand how it works and how the maps are going to play, but you can't know every nook and cranny, because as you say, what happens when a guy shoots you in the snow and then the snow
kicks up,
you know? And that's just how do you deal with the unknown? And I think that's what makes this game great. I think that's what people are really going to like about it.
Oh, absolutely. So, final thing, like I said, we've been playing on PC, you know, well, with 2080 Ti cards, so the game looks amazing. Yeah. I've also seen the single player, the War Stories, playing on the Xbox One X. I haven't actually had hands-on with it yet, but just along those lines of War Stories and what you're doing with the single player campaign, how does that tie into Tides of War?
Well, I think, you know, as you see, what you've got is, you know, with the Tides of War right now, you're going to see the first chapter. We introduce another new war story coming.
Mm-hmm.
In war stories, what we've done, you know, you play through the war stories, you're going to earn some things for your company as well. So we really tried to connect the game together. What that means for the future as this goes, I mean, we'll have to see where the Tides of War takes us. But I think that's the great thing about the game we've built, is that the whole purpose of the company and the progression system is to really tie the whole game together. So you as a player decide where you want to go and try to connect that through as best we can.
Fantastic. So again, Ryan, thank you for taking a few minutes to talk to me about Battlefield. Yeah, it's been fantastic playing the game. It's been a lot of fun. I think when people get there, matter of fact, can you explain that on the final thing when people hear this? So I know there's some early access with this as well. So can you kind of talk about that and we'll wrap it up?
So I think, you know, we have early access for players who, if you're an Access subscriber, so an EA Access subscriber being EA Access on Xbox, mm-hmm. Origin Access or Origin Access Premier, you're going to get access to the game in, I think, the 9th of November, I believe is the correct date, the 3rd.
Yeah, something. Yeah, that's why I asked. There. I knew it's something like that.
And then after that, you know, then we've got early access for players of the deluxe edition coming the week after that, and then, you know, full on launch day. If you're not one of those lucky few who've decided to go and right. get in early, which I highly recommend because it'll be super fun. Launch day is the 20th of November for everybody else.
All right. Well, thank you again. Really appreciate the time, and looking forward to playing more Battlefield 5.
Oh, thanks for the time, Bruce. It's great.
All right, thank you. All right.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right. I want to thank Ryan for taking a few minutes to talk to me about Battlefield 5. And like I said, you probably hear hip-hop in the background and us laughing about it. But again, this is what is separating Battlefield 5 from the previous versions of the game and some of its competitors. They're embracing this being a live game, and they're committed to continue to support this game over the long haul. You know, you're going to get new maps. You're going to get new modes. You're going to see new weapons. You're going to see new vehicles. You're going to see new scenarios that blend multiplayer and the single player component. I think that's just it's fantastic. It's the next progression of what we need to see in these type of games. And like I said, from what I got to play and from what I got to see, I'm very excited for the future of Battlefield. I really am. I think there's a lot of potential here to do something great with this franchise. And it all starts on November 20th. So again, to wrap this up, I had a fantastic time in Sweden. It was an amazing experience. I cannot thank EA and EA Game Changers enough for being able to invite me out to that event. I've met so many amazing people at that event from around the world, and I have new friends for life now, which is amazing. But for those of you that are listening, and as Danny texts me as I try to record this, stop texting me. I told you you'll get this when you get it. But like I was saying, this game was not on my radar early on. It was not. It was not until they actually invited me to this event. But getting a chance to play it, getting hands on with it, I'm excited for Battlefield. And just kind of give you an idea of the way I played at the event. It was on PC. They did have an Xbox One controller at your disposal. So what I did was I tried to play both ways. I played one map. I would play like day one. I was going back and forth. Like every time I would die, I would switch. I would go mouse and keyboard. All right, I'm dead. All right, now I go controller, vice versa. And I was doing that a lot. Day two, I pretty much just went mouse and keyboard the entire time. Both felt good. They really did. They both felt good. I think there was enough aim assist in there on the controller side, on the being able to play PC, that it worked, that if you want to play with the controller and pick up the PC version, you'll be able to do it. But I'm just going to be real with you. Some of these cats I was going up against, you better be mouse and keyboard, because they are accurate. They get just a peek at you. They're precise with those shots and you're going down. So you should play mouse and keyboard if you're going to pick up the PC version of this, but a controller will work. Like I said, I got to see it playable on the Xbox One X. Looks fantastic. I only, got to see War Stories, a single player version. I didn't see multiplayer on Xbox One X. Looks fantastic there as well. Overall, like I said, I know there's the early access that's coming out for this. If you pick up the deluxe version, I know Ryan talked about that in the interview, so I won't try and repeat it too much, but the final official game is out on November 20th. And my advice is, if you are a hardcore Battlefield player, day one purchase, no questions, go pick it up. You're going to enjoy this experience. You absolutely will. If you're on the fence, maybe wait, see what people are other than myself are saying about the game, see how it works out in the real world, on PC and console, and then pick it up. But I will warn you, this is not a casual experience. This is a hardcore, going back to its roots of Battlefield, war simulator. And that's what you need to understand when you pick up Battlefield 5. This is a war simulator that is going to change over time. The game that we're playing today will not be the game that we're playing 3 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now. And for me, that's the exciting part. I love games in today's age that have a roadmap, that aren't afraid to try new things and aren't afraid to push you forward as a gamer, and you're not just doing the same things over and over. So fantastic experience going out to Stockholm, going to DICE, being able to see Battlefield 5. I cannot thank everyone enough that invited me. It was a AAA experience. It was, first class experience all the way, being able to go out and play this game. I had an amazing time with it. And like I said at the top, this is a high quality experience that you're going to get. Yes, EA has made some missteps in the past, but I almost feel like what they're doing with Battlefield 5 is the right direction for this franchise. It is the right direction for fixing those mistakes of the past. And if you pick this game up, you'll have no regrets. You really won't. Highly recommended by me. Fantastic game. Visually stunning. The map design, amazing. The weapons felt great. I could go on and on. Look, by the way, and that's why I, when you see the capture footage I have, I can't fly a plane to save my life, which I'm so, it's something I have to work on as I play. But even being in the tanks and just some of the other vehicles rolling around, and you can upgrade them all. You can specialize these weapons and these vehicles to your play style and the way that you want to play the game. And I'll end it by saying this. This is your battlefield. This is the battlefield that you get to shape. You get to play it the way you want to play it. You're not being forced into any direction on how you want to experience Battlefield. And again, I think that is the best thing that I can say about this game. You'll be able to have the fun that you want to have with Battlefield. So again, Battlefield 5 is coming out on Xbox, PlayStation, PC. I know there's early access, but the final release date will be November 20th, 2018. This is Paris, Gamertag Radio. Like I said, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Had a lot of fun recording it. Amazing experience I had last week. I'm still jet lagged, so I hope this comes out great and you guys enjoy it. Again, Danny, let everyone know where they can leave us feedback.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right. So with that said, this has been episode 811. Of Gamertag Radio. This has been my Battlefield 5 coverage. I hope you guys enjoy it. Please let me know your thoughts on social media. Send me an email. I'd really appreciate it. But until then, see you later.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Thank you for listening to Gamertag Radio. If you'd like to donate and help us out for future events and more coverage and also better audio equipment, head over to donate.gamertagradio.com. That's donate.gamertagradio.com. Thank you.